This week on Minnesota Native News, White Earth strikes a deal with state legislators.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The White Earth Band of Ojibwe has secured roughly $2 million from the state of Minnesota to buy and conserve land near the reservation. The grant comes after two long years of wrangling with state legislators amidst cries of unequal treatment and racism. Reporter Melissa Townsend looks back at the process and gives us the details of the final deal.
In 2014, White Earth Band officials applied for a state grant to buy 2,000 acres in the Rice Lake watershed in Clearwater County. Leaders submitted their proposal to the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council. The council makes recommendations, and the state legislature generally approves them. Back in 2014, commissioners green-lighted the White Earth project. But in a surprising move, the legislature rejected it. It was the first time ever that a project approved by the council was rejected by the legislature. Irma Visner was tribal chairwoman at the time.
In the final hours of the session, the governor let White Earth go in the bill. And I realize a lot of negotiating is going on and you have to give and take, but I really felt disappointed.
In 2015, the band tried again.
Good morning and welcome to the Lasard Sams.
The project was up for review in the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council meeting last fall. Again, the majority of the council members approved the project, but some were against it because the money would go to a tribe. Representative Denny McNamara was among those who opposed the project.
Mr. Chair, I had a note on the White Earth Indian Reservation project.
And he did something no one else had ever done before. In the meeting, he proposed the White Earth project be approved only if it became a DNR project.
Mr. Chair, what that would do is it would make the owner of that protected land the state of Minnesota.
Tape is fuzzy here, so I'll tell you that he just said the land would stay in state hands. His unprecedented move was met with sharp criticism by fellow council member Sue Olson.
This is downright racial discrimination. If you want to try to pull that, you go ahead. But I want the newspapers and the media and the rest of Minnesota to know that this is not okay, because we are better than that. This council does not have to bow down to junk like that, because we're supposed to be doing this work for the conservation and the habitat of the land.
By the end of the meeting, the council rejected McNamara's bid and approved the White Earth proposal. This winter, despite Representative McNamara's continued opposition, the state legislature approved the White Earth project to buy land for conservation purposes. Chris Knopp is with the Indian Land Tenure Foundation, and he has been working with White Earth on this project from the beginning.
Senator Tom Saxog from Grand Rapids and Governor Mark Dayton were very supportive of White Earth.
But there's a catch. The tribe cannot put the land into trust. It has to pay county property taxes, roughly $16,000 a year. This is another first. Tribes are sovereign governments, and generally their land is put into trust with the federal government, free and clear of local and state taxes.
The thing is, White Earth decided this was an opportunity to act and recover the land that had been taken a century ago when the timber companies moved through.
Chris Knopp says he hopes the White Earth deal does not set a precedent.
You know, I hope that future projects would not require that sort of a concession.
Overall, he says it's been a rough and tumble 2 years, but he feels it's opened a door.
There are a lot of people that became aware of the project and supported it. So there's a lot of allies, and I think that's the key for future success.
Knopf says there's more land for sale in Minnesota that should be conserved, and more people across the state realize that tribes are sometimes the logical stewards of those projects. And, by the way, Representative Denny McNamara is not running for re-election. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.